This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. What percentage of times that you are tagged on social media would you say that it is a video of somebody singing this song in a canyon or in a bar somewhere?
That is awesome.
Well, yeah. I like the one. We got one last night from locals just in a bar seeing Creed.
Yes, which is incredible.
That was cool.
The random guys walking around the Grand Canyon seeing Creed. It's like, I get it.
Yeah.
You know, but when it's actually happening at local establishments,
that's
a huge win for the show.
Absolutely. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Will you be upset if the Phillies don't retaliate against the Braves? 51.3% say yes. All right, before we get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report, I want Jack, Ike, both of your predictions as to whether there is retaliation in tomorrow's 1 p.m. game.
I think there will be.
You think they're going to throw it?
I think there's enough public... It's so funny because Phillies players have been hit before. I mean, Bryce got hit twice over the weekend.
Right, nobody said.
Yeah, we're tired of it.
Yeah, well, it was okay, in Sacramento late at night. Nobody saw it.
That's true. I didn't even see
it.
Yeah.
But at the same time.
Yeah, we could be lying to you.
He missed 6 weeks in 21 after Genesis Cabrera hit him.
Yep.
And then he missed all that time in 22 after Blake Snell hit him. And I just don't remember the next day being like, we got to kill someone.
Yeah.
So that's why I just find it's been a great day. It's been a great day. But I think that there's enough, because I think people are now walking into the ballpark tomorrow expecting blood a little bit.
Yes.
And do you think it's game one, Sanchez, or game two, Wheeler?
I thought if Wheeler was going game one, Wheeler would just take care of it. It feels like a Wheeler job.
Okay.
Feels like a Wheeler job.
Ike, do you think it happens?
No.
You don't?
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think so either.
But I want it to happen.
Do you think Wheeler would just do it on his own? Wheeler seems like a guy who would just do it on his own.
Like Hamels did?
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember when Hamels hit Bryce?
Yes.
Just because he was too cocky?
Yep.
That's baseball.
Yeah.
And Spike's trying to get rid of that.
Oh, yeah. Look at me.
Yeah. That's what we need. Maybe they switched it with Sanchez going in the first game to let Sanchez hit him.
Yeah, but I don't think so. Like,
You're probably right.
If I'm Wheeler, right?
Yeah. Like,
this is my thing.
Yeah, nobody needs to tell me what to
do. And the only thing that would derail it is obviously if they talked to both teams saying, hey, don't throw anyone unless you're getting kicked out. And then obviously you don't want Wheeler to do that.
Well, right. The umps have been in this town too all day today.
Yeah, listen.
Well, and Herb called him.
Yes, I'm sure he's been listening.
Herb called him up,
yeah. And warned him. Yes. Yeah.
Herb's never been madder at me than he was.
No, he was legitimately mad. Yeah.
Yeah. You threw that. You did the whole.
The bathroom thing.
Yeah.
Because that's questioning the integrity of his job, which has to be brought into question here.
He left his job to go to the bathroom for three innings.
Three innings, yeah. That's like, the three innings thing that gets. Yes.
That's like when I tried to win the club championship growing up and I left in the middle of the round. This is golf.
Yeah.
I left in the middle of the round for two holes because I really had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I told them to just give me pars on the scorecard.
Wow.
And then I got disqualified.
Give you pars, really? And somebody did that?
That's what I did. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Why don't we talk a little
that's
baseball,
awesome.
Jack?
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
So it is going to be interesting tomorrow because it's a doubleheader. They're obviously down pitchers in the bullpen. I mean, not down, like Kirkering, Strom, and Romano should be available. But how they deploy those guys, because they're the only three that you really kind of trust.
Yep.
At this point. Like, do they go all out in game one?
Is Taiwan a starter again, or is he bullpen?
No, Taiwan's back in the rotation.
Oh, right,
because
right.
Nola's still hurt.
Right.
So, I mean, Joe Ross is, like, kind of in the long man role. I don't know. Like, they're going to... It's going to be a finicky way they're going to have to get through these two games tomorrow.
Well, they're also going to have to hope that Sanchez goes seven and Wheeler goes seven.
Yeah. Or they just go all out in game one and trust that Wheeler can give them...
Right.
Go deep in the ballgame.
Yeah.
That's the thing that screws them about the doubleheader, is because they can't, like...
Yeah.
You're not going to pitch guys in both games.
Sure.
So...
Speaking of bullpen, I know he walked in the second run in the eighth.
The Hernandez guy?
That dude is filthy.
Yeah, I think he has like 16 strikeouts and 14 walks or something like that.
Yeah.
Like he walks a ton of guys, but yeah, he's pretty nasty.
When he was the first, I think it was the first two, did we do that all with two outs or was one out? I forget what it was. When Bohm got the hit, then Cassidy got the hit. Whatever it was.
Yeah, it was all with two outs.
Yeah, I was like, oh, we're never scoring a run against this guy. When he's on, that guy looks unhittable.
I feel like they've been doing a much better job with getting runners in with two outs recently.
Absolutely. They were terrible at it for the first month. Yeah.
Awful. They're playing damn good baseball. Speaking of the bullpen, Kirkering hasn't allowed a run since Alvarado went out, which is huge. Like they could not have survived bullpen-wise if Kirkering was just going to be a guy out there. Ever since Devin Caney tweeted out, it's time to have an honest conversation about Orion Kirkering, he's been nails.
Yeah, well, nails. Strom stood up for him on Twitter.
Yeah, oh, man, that's called backing up your teammate.
The Kirkering thing passes the eye test, too. The numbers pass the eye test. He's looked good.
Yes. And you can definitely blame the mound for Romano, like L.A. said, because he looked back to being Jordan Romano last night.
Yeah, he did.
So that's good. The one thing I'm more, maybe this is like my your Knicks thing, Spike, but I'm obsessed with the Juan Soto watch.
Oh, yeah.
So 0 for 4 today with a walk. That's what he does. He walks.
He doesn't swing anymore.
He's down to 224 on the year.
Soto is.
He has no home runs or doubles in the last 3 weeks.
Who is this?
Juan Soto. His OPS is now lower than his contract.
Oh, really? What's his OPS?
I think it's like 750 something. He made 765.
Trade him to the Yankees.
Just trade him to the Yankees.
He wants to be a Yankee. He doesn't want to be a Met. Do you want 15 years? Look, every year they keep him and he doesn't perform.
Just
his value
time.
Is going to go down. Trade him to the Yankees. Get some prospects. Eat $100 million of the dollars, so it gets into the Yankee thing, and then Stearns can go spend money wherever he wants, straight into the Yankees.
By the way, I realized at 5:37 that you're wearing your Jeter hat today.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You just realized that?
No, I just realized that.
No. You guys told me I could, so I did.
No wonder you're trying to get
one. On us.
Yeah, Soto back on your team.
No, it's not my team.
Okay.
Look, this is one of I saw the little kid, so the hat is the respect hat, the little kid in the GIF, you know.
I know what you're saying.
I saw that hat and I was like, I need to find that hat somewhere. So I got the hat.
I just noticed it.
Yep.
Andrew Painter watched tonight, 80 to 85 pitches up at Lehigh Valley. So or through the sixth inning. What?
It's just like on this pace, hopefully we'll get to see Andrew Painter by 2026. This is the slowest comeback from Tommy John surgery.
Oh, but when Embiid's ramping up, it's fine.
No.
He's gonna be fine.
Okay.
Gonna be fine. And the last thing here, what I find it not interesting, because they at this time last year, they had the best record in baseball. And at this time this year, they still, by percentage-wise, have the best record in baseball. Doesn't feel the same. But do you feel better about this year's team versus last year's team? At the same time of the season?
No.
No.
I felt better last year.
But why?
Well, because we didn't have the failure.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the dark cloud hanging over this thing?
Yes.
I would say... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying it has the impact on how you feel about where the team is at right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Last year, even though coming off the game 6-7 of Arizona, I get it. All the talk of winning the division and it is important and getting off to a great start, they went out and did those things. So that allowed me to feel more confident about the team, whereas this year, I just got back in.
Right.
Last month, like at the beginning of this month, like I just got back in on this team. So I can't sit here and tell you I feel better about them now than I did last year. Although this team may be better than last year's team.
Maybe. So their run differential this time last year is like 88 and it's 44 currently.
When you say best record in baseball, last year they were like 38 and 10 or something.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
So they have two more wins at this time last year than they do this
year. Okay, all right.
So, now the bullpen way better last year.
Yeah.
But I also think the starting staff. I mean, I know Ranger was pitching out of his mind last year, but you look 1-5 with this rotation. I think the biggest thing that is different between this year and last year, I just buy this offense more than I bought him last year.
The one that you
gave up on.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I wonder if Alex Call ever gave up on the offense.
What's that?
I wonder if Alex Call ever gave up on the offense like I did.
I felt better last year, but I feel better than I feel like most people feel about this year's team.
I feel better than I expected to feel about this team this year.
Yeah.
I had more of a skeptical eye with this team.
Oh, I agree with that.
Yeah. They're in a groove, this team.
I agree with that.
Business-like.
Yeah. Business-like. Just like Guida's going to be when they replace your windows.
There it is.
Business-like. You know, it is something that you'll put off until you can't put it off anymore. That's replacing your windows and doors. I understand. But the truth is you're just hurting yourself. As we're almost in the summer. Summer's going to get, it's 100 degrees outside. Your air conditioner's going to have to be pumped all the way up because your old drafty windows are going to let in all that hot air. Just finally do it. Call Guida. They're going to replace your windows, replace your doors, give you 20% off everything. Control those energy bills. Value of your house goes up. And you know what? It's going to be more comfortable. And the house is going to look better. Windows, you know, windows look like windows. But that front door, you replace that front door, maybe a sliding patio door, it all looks better. Value of your house goes up. It's great. Call Guida today. Get 20% off every window and door. Start your project with no money out of pocket and 3 years of interest-free financing. 877-GO-GUIDA. Restrictions apply. There's a deadline on this, so you call Guida. They'll give you all the info. You get your free no obligation in-home estimate, or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP. What's up, Justin?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing today?
What's up, feller?
Justin, what's up, brother?
I know everybody's probably mad because the game got rained out, but at least I get to call in. It's hard for me to call in on them 6:45 starts. I don't want to push my luck or nothing like that. But, somebody better be wearing one tomorrow at some point in time. I'm talking hit him in the ham, hit him in the ribs. I don't care. Drill him in the ass. I don't care. Wire him out because this team's got to show some fight and some gumption at some point. Like everybody said, Harper's been hit 3 times in 4 games. They're pitching him inside for a reason because they don't fear any retaliation, in my opinion. You've got to have a little bit of fear of retaliation. It's like Ike said, you know, if a guy's in there and a pitcher hits somebody and you know you ain't going to get hit back, you don't care. But, like, if somebody gets drilled, you know them batters are going to be like, hey, y'all don't have to hit no more, so one of us is going to have to wear it. So watch what you're doing. And that's just the way it is. Like, I seen a video last night. Terry Pendleton in, I think it was 93 or 94, Deion Sanders got hit by Tim Belcher. He was pitching for Cincinnati, and Deion was playing for the Braves. I'm not a Deion fan, and y'all know how I feel about the Braves. They did not retaliate. Marvin Freeman, the next guy up when the Braves went out, dude, Terry Pendleton walked off the field wet, madder than hell, man. I'm telling you what, he was pissed. That's the way it is. That's the way baseball is. And I agree with, like, Jack's top five. You need more fights in hockey. You know, every now and then you need a benches clearing brawl. It might bring the team together a little bit more or something like that. But, when your star player gets plunked right on the daggone elbow or, like, that big old – I don't know if it's right on the elbow or not, but daggone it looked like it hurt like a sumbitch. I'll tell you that right now. But I'm just saying you got to wear one. Dude.
Well, let me ask you this, Justin. Did you ever watch that show, The Walking Dead?
Yeah, up until the big thing after Negan killed everybody.
Yeah, all right. So you remember Negan had that bat with all the spikes on it or whatever? So
yeah,
why are we
wrapped around.
Yeah, so why are we screwing around with just hitting him with a baseball? Why don't we have one of the Phillies go in there with a baseball bat with nails on it and just try to assault as many Atlanta Braves players as possible, and then that way they won't throw inside
not a bat
anymore.
With the nails on
it. Yeah. You talking about the Braves? Don't threaten me with a good time.
That psychotic laugh.
Yep.
Oh, and one more thing. I told Yoshi to bring this up yesterday when he called, but he had other things on his mind. Everybody talking about like Mahomes being on the downslide, like he's kind of fell off a little bit, and he's not playing as good as he used to. Well, he's got two new toys at home to play with. Looks like.
Ooh, boy.
Wow. Wow. This guy. I didn't know we had Horny Justin, too.
Yeah.
I had Horny Justin in there.
I told Yoshi to, but he couldn't get to it, and I figured, why the hell not? I figured I'd surprise everybody with a good life this evening. But Young had a heck of a show today, boys. But, yeah, somebody's got to wire one tomorrow. I don't care if it, Wheeler throws it. I don't care if it's some scrub reliever. Oh, and one more thing. MLB's got to get their stuff in gear. I've got the MLB Network where I can watch every game, but guess what? I couldn't watch last night's game because I live in flipping Braves country.
Well,
I have to have the stupid FanDuel app to even watch that game last night. They get enough of my money. I ain't buying another app.
Yeah, well,
no, that's true.
Yeah, that's that. Those blackout rules are like that's it is what it is. I understand.
It's stupid. Ignorant. But anyway, y'all have had a heck of a show. I love you, boys. I mean, we'll holler at you later.
All right, Justin.
All right, Justin. Love you, buddy.
Speaking of this show, doesn't it feel like
what
Broads and Al was two shows ago?
Yes, this has been a long show. It's been a fun show, but it does feel like Broads and Al was 100 years ago.
It was 2 hours ago.
Yep. Ann and Glenn Mills, you're on WIP. What's up, Ann?
Hey, guys. I think I have a good way to bring this show to an end.
Okay.
You ever hear the saying, revenge is a dish best served cold?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'm taking you back to 2015. Dodgers, Mets. Chase Utley flies into second base.
Yep.
We all know what happened.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
I'm taking you now, fast forward to 2016. First game between the Dodgers and the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
Chase Utley comes up to base. Now, this is 6 months later, new season, new year. And by the way, the umps were in both benches. No funny business. Syndergaard launches a 93-mile-an-hour fastball to Chase Utley's head. And immediately gets thrown out, which he should.
Chase didn't even move, by the way. I remember that,
yeah.
Typical Chase, yeah.
So everybody's talking on this show like they want it to happen now. Now. It's got to be now. But everybody knows why that pitch went right to his head.
Right, so you're saying it doesn't have to happen now. It could happen in August when they play him in Philly. It could happen next year.
Exactly, yeah.
No. It can't happen next year. No, not next year.
Not next. Maybe later in the season. When it's
tomorrow.
Next time, the mustache guy. Next time he's on the mound, pick one of their players and just knock him out.
Yeah.
All right.
That'll teach him.
Just that.
All right.
All right. And, thank you for the call.
For the record,
yeah,
I can't be a hypocrite because I remember this back then. Chase plays the game hard. He has an old school way of playing.
He does.
Did not like it.
Loved it.
Love the fact that he broke somebody's leg.
Yeah. That's gone. That's
I can't believe you love that.
Got a Met.
Got a Met?
Yeah, he took out a Met.
He did.
They really hate him.
They really hate him. What's so funny, too, because, like, Burrell was the Mets killer that entire time. Mm-hmm. Rollins had the thing with the team to beat.
Yeah.
And he got booed at Shea and all that stuff. And then it eventually turned into Chase.
They truly
remember
hate
the booing at the All-Star game?
Yeah.
Boo me?
Yeah. Boo me. Bleep you.
Yeah.
God.
My two favorite Chase moments is that one at the All-Star game in the championship.
The
world
curse.
Bleeping champion, yes.
Just him cursing.
I didn't get much else out of Chase
from
a vocal standpoint while he was here. But yeah, those were two good moments right there.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Instead of DeCamera versus Fritz, can we have Spike versus Herb? Rick in Harleysville.
An athletic championship?
Yeah.
Me and Herb?
Yeah.
I'll take on Herb.
Yeah. Boxing?
Yeah, see who can stay in the bathroom the longest.
He's going to kill you.
Yep.
What's that?
I'm telling you right now, if either of you hit a batter, you're out of here. Herb warning the pitchers with a text message from the porta potty.
Did you write that text, Spike?
No. He also used a word, Herb, three times.
Yeah,
that
three
he shouldn't
times.
Have used.
That, yeah.
He got mad when I was trying to tell him not to do it, but he didn't understand I was trying to help
save
the call. Yeah. What's next?
Friends sometimes have to compromise. Ike and Jack want to throw at a Braves hitter. Spike doesn't. Let's meet in the middle and throw at Chris in Middletown. Alex in Lancaster.
I like that.
All right.
Yeah. Mr. Athlete, Chris in Middletown.
Cool, man. He played at one of the branch campuses.
Yeah. Penn State Granite Run.
One of the branch campuses.
He did. I think that's Division III.
What's next?
But hold on.
What?
Penn State Worthington. That's where he played.
Which mall is that near? What's next?
Number 5, never holds the door open. Number 4, uses speakerphone in public. Number 3, chews with his mouth open. Number 2, doesn't say please or thank you. Number 1, once tripped an old lady in front of the studio. Tomorrow's top 5 and 5 titled, 5 Most Annoying Things About Alex Call. Jack in the producer booth.
That's right.
Our new Phillies insider.
Yeah,
insider of the
it's
year.
It's coming.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see is Jack's quote about Alex.
We will.
Yeah.
I don't know what you want me to say. I hope he's right. I love those players. But we'll see.
All right. What's next?
Don't worry about it. He's just trying to provoke the champ. Don't fall for it. What will you gain by retaliating anyway? Spike to Rocky after Drago killed Apollo.
After he killed Apollo.
Is that what you wanted?
Look, did Rocky go and kill Ivan Drago, or did he train and beat him in a boxing match?
Yeah, he didn't jump in the ring and get him after the fight.
He won the fight, and he united Russia and America by doing so.
It's big in the 80s.
Yep. What's next?
When you regain consciousness, you better retaliate! Spike's inner monologue seconds after the run-in with Andy Boyle.
Look, Andy Boyle knocked me out. I was asking for it.
When is he coming in?
I don't know. He has the...
He actually knocked you out, or he just hit you?
No, he knocked him out cold.
Well, I mean, I got right up. I wasn't knocked out.
He just knocked you down.
Knocked me down. Yeah, and I wasn't planning on getting hit, but I wasn't, like, knocked out.
Right.
Okay. Oh, you weren't, like...
No, you weren't out cold.
They didn't have to, like, wake me up
or
anything.
Yeah, revive you.
No.
As this story goes along, that's eventually... Yeah, what it's going to be.
Because if you had been knocked out, Andy, he'd be in trouble if he came in here.
Yeah, see, I think the reason he hasn't redeemed his sit-in yet is because he knows what's waiting for him.
Yeah, he's terrified.
Revenge is a dish best served cold.
Yeah, and in your two's case, neither one of you wear deodorant, so a little smelly.
Yeah, we just smell each other up. All right, TK is next.
Teeks
saving the day. No Phils. Phils will be back tomorrow. Once again, doubleheader tomorrow. Split doubleheader, 1:05 and 6:45. If you had tickets for tonight, they're good for the 1:05 game tomorrow. Of course, you can hear them both right here on WIP. Thank you so much for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.